Macquarie National News at 6. The chance of showers tomorrow, tops of 22 degrees. Good evening, I'm Amy Meehan. A cleaner remains behind bars over the murder of Stephanie Scott as police continue their agonising search for the bride-to-be's body in the state's Riverina. Police reporter Tiffany Genders.
Students are uniting in grief, placing flowers and balloons at Leeton High School where the 26-year-old vanished on Easter Sunday. Stephanie was completing lesson plans ahead of her honeymoon with the popular teacher due to marry on Saturday. Loved ones are instead coming to terms with the murder charge laid against cleaner Vincent Stanford, who didn't apply for bail during the first mention of his case. There are unconfirmed reports. Detectives found a photo on his phone of a charred body. Superintendent Mick Rawson says they're yet to locate Stephanie's remains.
That is something that is a priority for us.
Tiffany Genders, Macquarie National News.
A family has joined police to issue an emotional plea to find a woman who has vanished from her Coogee home. Stuart Perry reports.
Jessica Bialek had just returned home from a family vacation in Melbourne for the Easter long weekend. She was supposed to go to the bank yesterday morning, but she hasn't been seen or heard from since. Her father Michael is desperate to find out where she's gone.
There's a reason that she's wants to be on her own. We just want to know she's safe.
Police have spent the last 24 hours scouring Coogee, as well as checking her phone records, social media and bank accounts. Detective Superintendent Gavin Dengate is calling on the public to help in the search.
We would appreciate anyone to give us a call.
Stuart Perry, Macquarie National News.
Victorian police are asking the Sudanese community to help figure out what caused a mother to plough her car into a Melbourne lake. Three of the 35-year-old's children have been killed and a fourth is fighting for life in hospital. Superintendent Stuart Bateson says homicide detectives have interviewed the mother, but police still need help piecing it all together.
I'd like to make a direct appeal to that community. We need to understand what was happening in these families' lives. We need to understand their movements yesterday leading up to the incident.
A man accused of knocking a young boy to the ground during an NRL match at ANZ Stadium has pleaded not guilty. Danielle Pogson reports.
Mohammed Haydis appeared confident in court, entering his plea before the magistrate without a lawyer. The 22-year-old has been charged with assault, accused of pushing the boy onto his face. It was one of several incidents at the Friday night clash where NRL fans turned violent, throwing bottles at referees. Haydis has pleaded not guilty against the strong advice of the magistrate to wait for legal advice. His bail has been continued until he reappears in court next month. Danielle Pogson, Macquarie National News.
Most states and territories could get a smaller than expected portion of the $57 billion GST carve-up to help Western Australia's budget. WA has been hit by what Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey is calling a perfect storm of lower tax revenue from falling iron ore prices and a recommendation from the Independent Commonwealth Grants Commission that its share of GST revenue be slashed.
One of the recommendations in that is that the state of Western Australia should see its share of the distributed GST fall from around 37 cents in the dollar to less than 30 cents.
Labor's frontbench has been revealed with the opposition leader promising to focus on regions snubbed by the government. Here's state political reporter Katie Kimberley.
There will be 17 shadow ministers in Luke Foley's cabinet, five fewer than the government's ministry. Returning to Parliament, former Minister Jodie McKay will take on the police and roads portfolios. And while the coalition replaced ministers for the Hunter, Central Coast and the Illawarra with parliamentary secretaries, the opposition leader says he won't be doing the same because the government should be working for the whole state.
Not simply for those who voted for the Liberal and National Party.
David Harris will look after the Central Coast. Jodie Harrison will be Shadow Hunter Minister. Linda Burney will be responsible for education. Ryan Park gets transport infrastructure and the Illawarra. At State Parliament, Katie Kimberley, Macquarie National News.
It's likely the story of Luke Shambrook's 4 days lost in the Victorian bush will never be known. The 11-year-old is on his way to recovery after being spotted by search crews 3 kilometres from where he wandered off from his campground. His mother Rachel says Luke's autism stops him from communicating about his ordeal.
If only we could have a snapshot of what his time out there in the bush was like. We'd like to be able to just, I guess, have a glimpse of what he did at night.
And a 4-year-old girl's been airlifted to hospital after being hit by a BMX bike at a skate park in Camden. In finance, your Lords closed 28 points lower. The Australian dollar buying 76.92 US cents.
2GB Sport. Want help maintaining healthy hair, skin and nails? Try Caruso Super Collagen Builder. St George Illawarra playmaker Benji Marshall is expecting a fired-up Canterbury side on Sunday at ANZ Stadium. The Bulldogs have lost three players to suspension after the ugly scenes in the Good Friday loss to South Sydney. Marshall has a message for his teammates at the Dragons: beware the dogs of war.
They'll be coming out fired up to play, I think. Obviously losing three of their big guns is going to be a big loss for them.
Wayne Bennett thinks the new concussion rules are at odds with rugby league's warrior mentality. The coach fears players will refuse to come off the field because they won't be allowed to return. Rory McIlroy remains the favourite for the US Masters. Jason Day is considered the best of the Aussie golfers. Cameron McAvoy and James Magnussen go head-to-head in the 50 freestyle final tonight at the Nationals. Sydney FC is without some key players, including Terry Antonis, for Sunday's A-League clash with Perth. New South Wales coach Michael Cech has been handed a formal warning by Sansa for approaching a Super 50 referee, and Mick Fanning is celebrating a fourth world surfing title at Bells Beach. That's sport. I'm Mark Levy.
It's 6 past 6. This is Macquarie National News.
Hi.